Jason, fantastic to see you here. Of course, you've had a world of rugby and a lifetime of rugby from coaching at Sydney University and the Colts. A couple of grand finals with Sydney, part of the really important group there with Central North Under-11s. You're off to state championships, and you've also been president of the Narrabri Junior Rugby Club. It's seen an absolute full life for a bloke who's in his 60s.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Wixie. That's, I always feel like I'm 21. Never a day older. No, but it's been a good, enjoyable career. We've got, as we mentioned, about the 11s. We're going down the state championships in June. We had 85 10-year-olds register their interest to trial. Ended up picking a squad of 36. And then we'll take two teams to the state championships down in Cooler Park at Linfield over the June long weekend, which we're looking forward to.
This is fantastic when you have days like you have at Coonabarabran there against Central West, and also we've got Newcastle and Hunter, just to give the kids an opportunity to travel but play other players.
Yeah, that's the most important thing, Wixie, is that for kids to be playing. The more footy they can play, the better it is. And we're accustomed to travel, so wherever we need to go, as long as, like today's being in Scone, it's a good hit out. They're playing two games, good footy against good opposition. And so the kids really enjoy it, and they get to spend time with each other, which is important.
And yourself as a coach, you must be very happy. While you weren't able to get the premierships with the Blue Bulls, you're able to see them sort of win a couple of trophies there as far as the Heath Shield, and also the Trelaw Cup as well a couple of years ago, just playing the base, and had a bit of heartbreak with a few draws in sort of semi-finals and all that sort of thing, but still, to be there on the day at Blue Ball Park and also at Moree to take your good mates out a couple of years ago must be satisfying, seeing you laid the slab at that grade level.
Oh, I think we're all part of the process, Wixie. That's the thing, mate. Like, you want to leave the game better than when, if you can, equal to or better than when you first started, and appreciate your comments. But I think generations come and go and people come and go, and I think the competition itself is, whilst there was interest there, maybe combining with New England, that hasn't occurred. But I think eventually, the more competition you can have, the greater the depth, the more players and the more people you attract to the game, which is what really this whole Central North Junior Rugby program is about, getting new families in and identifying with the game and then picking a club and sticking with it.
Well, it's one of those great things too that you've been president of the Narrabri Juniors and you've given the job to Mick Coffey, but we're seeing our separate rugby teams now with New South Wales. We've got Mick Snowden, who's been able to get a bit of a revival there. Paddy Ryan, who's been at the Waratahs forever, and he'll pick up his 100th cap. Alex Newsome, of course, has had a bit of a travel, but he's been part of the Inverell Highlanders. You know, all those things are because we've got fantastic tournaments here like this, the great Sundays every second week, May, June, July, August. And this is where we need to see the Waratahs maybe bring some players out here and be part of it, because it's a bye this weekend for the Waratahs. And they're only going down to Canberra next weekend, so it's not as if it couldn't be a bit of an effort to maybe bring maybe one or two players up, even if it's outside of the 30. You know, there should be a bit more of that sort of stuff where they're coming to these tournaments.
Yeah, I probably would go another step forward, mate. Like, Waratah players, there's 21 or 27 players went back to Clubland today.
Yeah.
So Clubland should be doing what league does and bring a trial and bring the game to the rural environment. So there's no reason why Eastwood Sydney Uni, who trialled yesterday, at St John's Oval, Sydney Uni, why not make it in Scone? Yeah. Why not make it in wherever you want to put it?
Yeah.
That would be my advice and my recommendation for next year, even though Sydney Uni play North in a round game down in Barrel. That's great. But bring your trials to the rural area.
They'd be whinging and whining that it's going to cost them too much money, but by the same token, they're quite happy to take all our players and have no recognition for that, and that is the big sticking point. What about your thoughts on the state of the game moving forward?
Well, that's a difficult question to answer, because we're, from our point of view and from the Narrabri Junior Rugby point of view in Central North, like, we've got the grassroots side of it, all the actual junior development is strong, and then we've got a lot of people identifying with it. The game itself, as I said a little while ago, you want to leave the game in a better position when you start, and I think that's going to be the case. And I have no doubt that the game will continue to develop and improve whilst ever you've got people who are motivated and passionate about the game.
Well, Jason, we can't say you're not that man, because you've done everything. Sydney University Colts, of course, coached the Kookaburras, now Bri in a couple of final series and a couple of grand finals, and also, of course, putting back in at the grassroots here in the under-11s with Central North. Thanks for your time and thanks for your service so far. And we look forward to another great opportunity for more Central kids to enjoy the game.
Thank you, mate.